إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه. أما بعد, today is my last day in Florida, and inshallah tomorrow we leave for back home, India. And I request for your du'as for a comfortable and safe journey back home, inshallah. So, I want to remind myself and you about one of the most important things that comprise the whole attitude of being Muslim, and that is encompassed in the hadith of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, who said, the meaning of which is that your iman, your faith is not complete until you want for your brother what you want for yourself. Now, many times when we see the translation of the hadith, I've seen it written as, your faith is not complete until you want for your Muslim brother what you want for yourself. But with due respect to the translators, I must say that those are not the words of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. He said, your faith is not complete until you want for your brother what you want for your friend, what you want for yourself. He did not specify Muslim brother. So we must not put our assumptions into translations. If you are translating the words of the Nabi, let us translate the words of the Nabi, not put our own assumptions and prejudices into the translation, and thereby also give the world a wrong impression about what Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's focus was. My dalil, my proof for saying this also is because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, kuntum khayra ummatin ukhrijat linnas. You are the best of people, and you have been selected for the benefit of people. And therefore, this is the principle on which the entire work of Da'wat al-Islam is based. تَعْمُرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ تَعْمُرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَتَنْهَوْنَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ وَتُؤْمِنَ بِاللَّهِ. Allah said, and you, the work that is of wanting good for people is to enjoin good and to forbid evil. And you have faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَتُؤْمِنُونَ بِاللَّهِ. Now, enjoining good and forbidding evil, once again, we restrict it to only to talking about haram and halal, which of course it encompasses, but it's extended to everything which is good, which is not necessarily, it doesn't necessarily come in the purview of haram and halal, but everything which is necessarily good and which is beneficial for all of mankind. Ukhrijat linnas, Allah said. Another proof of this is the whole, as I said, the whole concept of Da'wat al-Islam itself, because when you're saying Da'wat al-Islam, what are we saying? We're saying that we are people who do not want anyone to go into Jahannam, which means that we want for every non-Muslim, we want for every Hindu, Jew, Christian, Sikh, Buddhist, atheist, whoever, agnostic, we want for them what we want for ourselves, which is Jannah. There is the ultimate thing that we want for ourselves is the Rida of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Jannah. There's nothing which is more valuable in the eyes of a Muslim than this. It's not money, it's not health, it's not wealth, it's not children, it's not position, influence, nothing. It's the most, and the most critically important thing, the thing that a Muslim wishes beyond anything else of this dunya wal akhirah, is the rida of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalalu, the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalalu. One of the consequences of which is Jannatul Firdausul A'la without hisab, bighayr hisab, inshaAllah. So, when we invite a non-Muslim to Islam, that action shows that we want for that person the same thing that we want for ourselves. So who is the person you want it for? A non-Muslim. You want Jannah for the non-Muslim. Why? Because you want Jannah for yourself. Obviously, you want Jannah for your Muslim brother as well, but Dawah is what? Dawah is presenting Islam to the person who is not a Muslim. Islah and reminding each other, this is for the Muslims. But the work of Dawah is actually the work of presenting Islam and introducing Islam to those people who are not Muslims yet. So therefore, the whole issue of translation of this hadith is to understand this in the broad context, in the overall context in which inshallah Rasulullah ﷺ meant it, which is, and that's the reason why he used the words he used. The words of the Nabi ﷺ are inspired by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they are not random words. And the words of the hadith are wahi ghair matlu. It is what Rasulullah ﷺ has been instructed to say by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They are not random words, they are not accidental words. Nabi ﷺ could have specifically said Muslim brother, but he did not. He said brother, meaning brotherhood of humanity. And he said that your iman, your faith is incomplete. Your faith is incomplete until you want for yourself, until you want for your brother, meaning your brother in humanity, what you want for yourself. And as I said, the proof for that is the da'wah of Islam, that we want Jannah for every person walking on the face of the planet, inshallah. So my brothers and sisters, let us try to remember this and to remind ourselves about this and to genuinely want good for others. Genuinely want good for others. Today my submission is that we have reached such a low level of character that we do not even want good for our own brothers and sisters, which includes Muslim brothers and sisters as well as brothers and sisters of blood. How many people are there who actually want evil for their own siblings, for their own brothers and sisters? Don't fool yourself. Go stand and look at yourself in the mirror and you will know that I am speaking the truth. Look into your heart, if you can still do that, and you know what is in your heart. Clean it, because collecting garbage only harms the one who collects that garbage. The whole riba industry, the whole slander industry, our entire social life is based on wanting bad for our own brothers and sisters. Most of our conversation, illa mashallah, I know I'm making generalized statements and therefore I do not claim that they are completely accurate for every single person. They are not. There are people who do not confirm this, and all power to them, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep them protected. But for the generals, but generally speaking, most of our social life is comprised of talking evil about other people. Why do we talk evil about other people? Because we want evil for other people. Nobody can talk evil about somebody that they really want good for. If you really want good for somebody, even if that person is doing wrong, you will find that in your conversation, you are making excuses for that person. You will say, no, really, it's not like that. This is the actual issue, and the person has this problem, and the person has got this thing and that thing. You will not be able to speak evil about that person because you really want good for that person. You really love that person. And if you love somebody, you will always speak good of that individual, or you will not say anything. Or if you see some evil conversation, you will try to change the topic, or you will make excuses for that person, no matter how unjustified those excuses might be. The classic example is the excuses that I hear so many mothers making about their sons, especially. I mean, daughters, women tend to be hard on women, but excuses that mothers make about their sons. The thing that their sons, many of them have sons who really need a boot in the behind, placed very powerfully, but they will never admit that. And they will always make excuses for their sons who may Allah protect us from awlad like that. But, and why? Because they have this insane love for their sons. I call it insane love because it is really senseless love, and it's love which harms because you are unable to see the harmfulness of your son's activities. You don't change them, you don't correct them, you don't criticize them, you don't stop them while you still can do it until it reaches a point where now it's out of your hands and you can't do it anymore. And then they come to me and say, please, Yavar Bhai, make dua for my son. Please, Sheikh, make dua for my son. What dua am I going to make for your son when you have done your best to destroy him in every possible way? You want me to make dua for your son? I mean, I have no delusions about the power of my dua. My dua is not magic. My dua is the slave begging his Rabb Jalla Jalaluhu to give him what he wants, and that's it, period, right? So, but the point I'm making is that why do, and mostly it's women, I mean, may Allah, you know, protect our mothers and sisters from themselves. I'm not being misogynist or something like this, but this is my experience. It's all the women who come and do this. They ruin their children completely, and then they want somebody else to make dua to undo their own good work. That doesn't work, period. My sisters, please understand, that doesn't work. So anyway, the point I'm making is that when you love somebody very much, even when that person is wrong, even when that person is doing bad, you should not be supporting them, but you will find that you do support them indirectly or indirectly. You make excuses and so on and so forth. But see what our conversation is with regard to our own Muslim brothers and sisters. Whichever, for example, just to give you, I'm sort of rubbing your nose in it because you know what I'm talking about. Whichever group you belong to, right? If you are Barelvi, see what your conversation is about Deobandis. See what your conversation is about Tablighi Jamaat. See what your conversation is about Salafis. If you are a Salafi, see what your conversation is about Hanafis. See what your conversation is about Deobandis. If you are Deobandi, see what your conversation is about the Barelvis or about the. And if you are Sunni, see what your conversation is about the Shia. If you are Shia, see what your conversation is about Sunnis, and so on and so on and so on. And I think that's rubbing your nose enough. We know what we are talking about, right? Except for evil, except for critical things, slandering and ghibat, what else do we have to say? And even if somebody points out something good about the, within quotes, the opposite sect from yours, you will never believe it. You will never believe it. If I say that, you know, I have a Shia friend who always speaks the truth, he said, no. How can a Shia speak the truth? The Shias cannot speak the truth. The Shias have to lie because that is their culture, that is their theology. They talk about lying. And if I'm a Shia and I say, well, you know, I have this Sunni friend who's so compassionate, how can the killers of Hussein be compassionate? You know, inna lillahi wa inna ilaihi rajiun. I mean, did I kill Hussein radiallahu anhu? Inna lillahi wa inna ilaihi rajiun. That's why Imam Shafi rahmatullahi alayhi, there's no one who knows a bigger Sunni than Imam Shafi rahmatullahi alayhi. Imam Shafi rahmatullahi alayhi said that if the love of Ahlul Bayt is a sign of being Shia, then he said, I'm the biggest Shia in the world, right? So it's not a question of loving the Ahlul Bayt. Which Muslim with Iman in his heart does not love the family of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? Those who claim this and those who make this allegation about other Muslims must watch it, because on the Day of Judgment, they will see the lie of their allegation. Nobody loves the family of Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam more than the Muslims, and that has nothing to do with Shia or Sunni or anything. Anyone who has a grain of Iman, anyone who has a grain of love of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam cannot do anything but love the family of Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the Ahlul Bayt. And by this family, we don't restrict it only to the family of Fatima Zahra radiallahu anha, but we expand this to the family of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When he mentioned Al Ahlul Bayt, whoever he meant, we love them as and more than we love our own families. So the issue of wanting for others what we want for ourselves. So I remind myself and you, and we'll expand on this on the next Fajr reminder, that please understand that we were sent to spread good in the world, and that good we can spread only when we want the best for the world, and the world means everyone who lives in the world. Not only my family, not only my biological family, not only my sect, not only my grouping, all these sects and groupings are haram in Islam anyway, but not only any of that, but the general family of human beings, that we want the best that we can do for them. This is the meaning of Islam. Our iman is incomplete until we want for our brothers and sisters in humanity what we want for ourselves, which starts with the rida of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with jannatul firdausul ala bi ghairi hisab, with a beautiful life in this dunya, which is full of khair, full of blessing, and a beautiful life in the akhirah. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala this for every human being on the face of the earth. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajmain bi rahmatika arhamar rahimin.